You know, me and my wife don't get an opportunity to see each other too much. I stay gone quite a bit. I ain't seen her in about 4 weeks. You know, I bought one of them little fake weenies. You know what I'm talking about? Bought one of those to play with while I was gone. You know, girls own one of these things, a little fake weenie. You act like you don't even know what the hell I'm talking about. Fellas, you ever shop for one of these damn things for your woman? It ain't like buying a damn blouse or perfume. I got news for you. I walked in this joint, Christie's Toy Box, Tulsa, Oklahoma. I walked in there, there's 150 of them hanging off a goddamn wall. Oh, shit. Guy walks up to me, can I help you? Well, it ain't for me. He goes, what are you looking for? I go, I ain't looking for nothing. My wife needs one of these. He goes, well, what do you think about that one? I go, that's too goddamn big. I don't want to compete with that son of a bitch. Yeah, it'll be a law where they don't make them damn things over 4 inches long. And that humming shit, we can't do that. You can't put a motor in your damn weenie. You just can't do it. Then he pulled one off the shelf. He goes, here, this one looks kind of real. Go ahead, touch it. I don't want to touch it. Looked like they whacked it off some old fella, stuck it in a clear plastic container. So I threw it up on the counter. I was going to pay for it. He goes, that'll be $55. I said, $55 for a weenie? You don't want to put nothing like that back. You're a little embarrassed as it is being in there. People standing behind you. Pay for your goddamn weenie. Get the hell out of here. I threw it in the truck and I was driving home and I thought, God, I hope I don't get pulled over. Cop asked you, what's in the sack? Shit, I don't know. This ain't even my truck. I'd rather go to jail than have to explain what's in that damn sack. Hey, you know, you can take the weenie part off that little motorized thing and you can put it over your own weenie and run around the house. I know that because I did it. I said, hey, honey, look at here. Woo-hoo! She goes, that ain't yours. I go, it is too. I bought the son of a bitch. I can play with it too. You do shit like that when you get married, you know? Because just getting on top and doing the deed and rolling over and going to bed ain't no fun anymore. It smells the same, looks the same, feels the same, everything. You know, you got to do things to spice it up. Honey, let's go fuck in the front yard. Let's do that. Take off your clothes, stand in front of the front window and show the neighbors what you got. Woo! I am sharing way too much with you people. You do stuff like that. I'm sure there's some couple of people in here do nastier shit than that. You know, you got your own little things in your own mind going on. You never really talk about. You just do it off in private. Don't you? We don't do nothing like that here in Charlotte. We don't fuck. We don't drink. We don't do shit. Bullshit.